The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey, it's Mariana. I am the co-founder of Summer Fridays and host of the Life with Mariana podcast. I do this episode every year, and it's around Summer Fridays anniversary. And usually I do it with Lauren, but she's out on maternity leave right now. So this is going to be a solo episode about the journey of Summer Fridays in the last, well, basically 8 years now leading up to today. I want to tell you guys, if you haven't learned yet, a little bit more on the background of the brand and how we started it, some of my favorite products. And before we get into the episode, as a thank you to you, I wanted to send 10 of you some Summer Fridays products to celebrate our anniversary. So all you have to do is screenshot this episode where you're listening to it and tag me and Life with Mariana, which is my podcast Instagram, and I'll pick 10 of you to send some Summer Fridays to as a thank you. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about this in the episode, but we have a new Summer Fridays product coming out next week. And to celebrate our anniversary and our new product launch, we're bringing it all back to jet lag masks. If you guys are in Los Angeles, this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, located at the Grove in Los Angeles at the APL store, we are doing this full Summer Fridays in the Clouds activation. It's this really amazing preview of our product that's launching. So it's going to be coming out the following week at Sephora, but to celebrate it, you guys get to see it for the first time in person. So here are some key dates for you. Saturday, March 23rd and Sunday, March 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at APL at the Grove. You guys can come to our Summer Fridays in the Cloud activation in partnership with APL. And then Monday, March 25th, Jet Lag Overnight Serum will launch exclusively on the Sephora app. And then on the 26th, it'll be available on summerfridays.com and at Sephora. So if you guys come, you'll get to actually preview it for the first time. We're also doing really fun partnerships next door at the Sephora at the Grove. So you guys can come for like a full Summer Fridays weekend. So pop in to see us at both locations. They're actually right next door to each other. So it's going to be such an amazing weekend. Our team is going to be there. We've got amazing exclusive merch that's only available there. We've got a really fun jet lag birthday duo for you guys, which also includes our sold out Lip Butter Bomb birthday cake and so many other fun things in store. I hope that you guys stop by to see Summer Fridays this weekend to celebrate our birthday and our newest product launch. And if you want to try Summer Fridays for the first time, there's a couple different places you guys can purchase it. It's available at Sephora in the US and Canada. It's available at summerfridays.com. We do ship to some countries. If you want to shop internationally, we're available at sites like Revolve, Cult Beauty, and Space NK. And we're also available at Mecca in Australia. So now let's get into a little bit more about Summer Fridays. So let's go back to 2016, which is when we came up with the idea for a skincare brand and Summer Fridays. And in this episode, it's a solo episode, so you're going to hear a lot from me. But any of this story, anything I'm talking about, comes from Lauren and myself and our background of building this brand and company to what it is today. And before the name came to be, the idea of the brand came to be, and it really helped form what the name ended up becoming. So for me in my life and so many of my friends, we have these really busy, chaotic schedules, whether my friends are moms and they're caretakers and they're really busy taking care of their families, friends that are in school or in college and they're trying to balance having a job and going to school at the same time, or they were creators like me traveling all over the place and having the busyness of actually like physical jet lag of traveling all over the world and having friends who traveled for work and everyone's schedule was really busy. And we knew and we heard for so many years, self-care is so important. You've got to take some time for yourself. And we knew that, but we just actually weren't doing that. I've now learned, and it took me a long time, to understand that I need a morning routine to set myself up for the day, and I need that evening routine in my weekends as well. And that time for me is really sacred. It's a really special time of self-care and setting myself up for the day to be successful or ending my day with a little time for myself. And we really wanted products that fit into that morning or evening part of your routine or now moments of your day that give you that little joy and self-care and moment for yourself throughout the day. And we live in California, and kind of here it's always summer and sunny. We're by the ocean. And when I think about those things, I think about glowing, hydrated skin and the sun shining and the hydration from the water and all of those things. When I'm saying these, hopefully they resonate with what the brand now looks like to you. And from being a creator for so many years, I had received so much PR and packaging and gifting from brands. And a lot of times I would open something from a company, I would get really excited, I would try it out, and I would be disappointed. It says on the packaging, it's supposed to do this thing. It's supposed to do this and that. And then I would try it and I was like, well, it's actually not doing that. Or I love it, but it's so expensive. Or it's not this. Or it's not vegan or cruelty free. Or it doesn't have ingredients that I like. And so from being on the receiving end of testing and trying so many things for so long, it was really like, okay, what would be the brand and product that I would create? What would I want? If I were to receive my dream moisturizer and a brand sent it to me, what is that thing? And being a creator too, I had posted so many products over the years of things that I loved and that I was sharing. And I heard so much feedback from you guys and Lauren as well. And you guys let us know really for so long, like the exact things that you were looking for. And in this time, I was working. This is when I was a TV host and I would usually get my makeup done in the morning for work. I would work all day long and then I would usually do like some sort of job or something that night. And so I was wearing makeup for a really long time and my skin was just not good. And so I started getting regular facials and learning more about skincare and what products worked for me. And my esthetician at the time was asking me like, okay, what are you using on your skin? I told you, I was like, okay, but what about your foundation? And I think I never really thought like, oh, it's not just the skincare products that I'm using, but it's also the complexion products that are going on my skin. And how am I removing my makeup? And what does that look like to me? And what are those preventative things? And so in my 20s, I learned a lot about skin and I'm so glad that I did that. I learned then, okay, it's time to start wearing sunscreen every day. And I wish I did it sooner. And removing your makeup, how important it is. And the foundations and the skin tints and the complexion products that you use are also important to your overall skin and routine. And so I also, you know, had tested and tried so many things over the years, I would get so excited a brand would send me something or a place would invite me in for a facial and my skin would react really badly. So I have sensitive skin. It was really reactive. Something would happen. And a lot of times these actives were just too high for my skin. And I know a lot of times you might see something and the percentage is really, really high and it's an active and you're only supposed to use it one time a week or every 2 weeks or something like that. And I'm like, okay, but if I buy a product, I actually just want to use it every day and I want it to be gentle enough for me to use that it's doing what it says it's going to do without irritating the skin. And so that's really the ethos of what Summer Fridays is now, is gentle actives that you can use every single day that give you the results that you want for easy, hydrated, healthy looking skin without the irritation and stuff that you might get from using something that's a really high active. And not only do we think about the formulas, but we really think about the packaging and what that means. And so when we launched the brand with Jet Lag Mask, our tube was aluminum and they still are today. And that really helped form what is now the Summer Fridays recycling program. And it's something really great that we do. So you just have 5 empties, you send it back to us, you get a gift card to shop on the site. It's our way of inviting you to turn in your empties to save your products. We'll recycle them for you. And we do the best that we can with all of our materials, from our packaging to our cartons, to really be mindful of what we can do for the planet. And so that's been really amazing to do as part of the brand, to do something that feels really good. We also partner with Heal the Bay in Los Angeles to do local beach cleanups as well. This is something that we've done since the beginning of the brand, and it's a really community-driven thing that we do. You guys come, we clean up the beach together, and it's so great to meet you. You can bring in your Summer Fridays products to recycle, and I knew that that was something that was important to us as a brand, was sustainability. And on top of that was being vegan and cruelty-free, which we have been since we launched the brand. And so all these things really led us to the brand that we built today. So I'll talk a little bit more about how that fits into each of our products that we have now. And then I just wanted really good moisturizers. Like Lauren and I were like, let's just create something like, if we want to wear a moisturizer every day, like what is it that we want? And we both really resonated with this feeling of being tired, jet lagged, and exhausted. And that came up with actually Jet Lag Mask for us. And at the same time that we're working on Jet Lag Mask, we're coming up with a name for the brand. And so we had this idea of, you know, we want these moments for yourself where you're taking some time for yourself. And what do you really look forward to? And for me, it's spring right now. Summer is coming soon, but I really look forward to the summer. I cannot wait for summer. I love the whole season. And in the meantime, I love my Fridays. So for me, I look forward to that Friday because I know it's the end of the week. My weekend is coming. I'm taking some time for myself. And that's really what a summer Friday is. So styling your hair, I know, can be really time consuming. And a lot of days, what I like to do is honestly just air dry my hair. It makes it really easy for me because I don't want to have to always style my hair, especially if I'm not doing something where it like needs to be done. But if I air dry my hair, frizz is one of those things that I'm like, oh, I need to make sure my hair just still looks really good. And so yesterday I washed and air dried my hair and I tried this product for the first time and my hair looks so good. And not only did it look good yesterday when I washed it, I slept on it last night, woke up today, put a little bit more in my hair and my hair looks so good. You're too busy to be frizzy, so grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. And I really put this to the test when I did my hair yesterday, went to sleep, woke up again today, and it still looked good. I air dried my hair and it really helped me save time. It's got this Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has notes of bergamot, Italian lemon, violet, and more. And even though I did my air dry hair with this, it also helps to prevent heat damage. Anti-frizz cream just really made my hair just look so good and soft and not frizzy, but then it was still lightweight all at the same time. So get busy being frizz-free with Way's new anti-frizz cream. It provides frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat protection up to 450 degrees. It reduces and repairs split ends. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agree that their hair looked less frizzy. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Mariana15 for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code Mariana15. When you're thinking about naming and starting a brand and the inspiration behind something, we really wanted to think long-term and global. And I know that's really hard sometimes to think when you start something, like, what will it be in time or where will this resonate later? But we really always thought about long-term, what did we want for the brand? And I think that's a really important lesson if you are thinking about starting a company, because one day for us, the hopes was that it was going to be a global brand, and now it is. And we want a brand that's going to be around for generations to come. And so longevity was really important for us. Well, summers will always exist as seasons do and always have, and days of the week are something that are always here as well. And we knew with the name Summer Fridays, it really would stand the test of time and that it had longevity with it, that it would be understood globally, that people really understood that. And that really coincides with what our marketing looks like, our photography now, how we shoot things, the use of natural light, being by the ocean, the water, really embodying this California feeling and this effortlessness. And so even if you don't understand what a actual Summer Friday is to look forward to of that season or day of the week, you can see what that looks like visually and really understand and want to be a part of this world of what it looks like and what it feels like. And I know that you guys get it now because you'll see something online and you'll send it to me. This is so Summer Fridays. And that's how I know our brand is strong, because you guys really resonate with what our marketing and photography and everything really looks like. And it's really stayed true to that since the beginning of the brand. It's just continued to evolve and grow. So just to recap, we wanted to start the brand because we wanted products that fit into our routine, that were easy to use in our everyday life, that really gave us these moments of self-care and kind of like escaping into a Summer Fridays moment, morning and night. Because when you apply something, we want it to feel really good when you apply it. And the sensorial aspect of what it feels like to put it on or what it smells like, and that it gave you the results that you wanted without irritating the skin, which is why a lot of our products are non-comedogenic, fragrance-free, have the National Eczema Seal, because those things are really important to us. And it's working the skin without overworking the skin. So having gentle actives was really important to us and just something I wanted in my own skincare routine. So that I knew I could use something like a vitamin C or retinol every day and that it wasn't going to irritate my skin, but I'm so getting the benefits of using it, and that I didn't have to remember, oh, am I only supposed to use it one day or 2 days? Like, I just knew I could use it every morning and night, and it just made it really simple and easy for me to understand. And then having these moisturizers that gave you this like jet lag glow that we have now, this California skin, this California glow, and that's what led us to our first product, which is Jet Lag Mask. So Jet Lag Mask really is what started the brand. It's still a bestseller for us to this day, and you guys have really supported this product over the last 6 years since launch. And the idea behind this product was this idea of being tired, jet lagged, exhausted. We all have this jet lagged, tired feeling. And what came out of that product was really what inspired what happened to the brand after that and what products we created and the ethos of what we are. And it really is so core to who we are and something that we always come back to of like, why did people like this product from us and how can we deliver more of this for them? And so if you guys haven't tried it yet, It comes in mini, full, and jumbo size, which is how many ways that you guys like to use it. So you guys like to have a mini in your bag to use as a hand cream on the go or when you travel. I keep one in my purse. I keep one in my airplane travel bag. I have on my desk at work. I use the full size at home as a moisturizer, mask, eye cream, hand cream. And this product is non-comedogenic and fragrance-free. And something I'm so proud about is that we have the National Eczema Seal of Acceptance for this. And what does that mean? So the National Eczema Seal does rigorous testing for this product. And what had happened was over the years, so many of you guys wrote in, you commented, you reviewed, you sent me messages and said, I have eczema, my child has eczema, my dad, my partner, whoever it was, they had eczema. They tried to use stuff from their dermatologist. They tried to use stuff from the drugstore. They tried to use other products. Nothing was working. They used jet lag mask and it was the only product that helped them. And I was like, wow, if so many people are coming to us and saying that they have eczema and this is the only product they're using, like, let's get the National Eczema Seal for this because this is such an incredible benefit that we can tell people about. And so we got this seal last year and it's something really difficult to get and we're so proud about it. And we actually also ended up getting it on our Rich Cushion Cream Moisturizer as well. And I think even if you don't have eczema, it's like, okay, this is just an added layer of, okay, this is gentle and safe for me to use. And so you guys can use it so many different ways. Women's Wear Daily recently named it one of the greatest skincare products of all time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of all time? Like, that's such an honor if you think about all the products that are out there. We sell one every 60 seconds, which is pretty crazy. And it's a product that we started the brand with. And if you guys haven't tried it yet, you thought about it, I would love if you guys just gave it a try because it really is the most amazing moisturizer. So it was called a mask when we first launched it, but it really can be a mask or moisturizer. So if you want to use it as a moisturizer, just put like a moisturizer amount on your skin, like fully absorb it into the skin, and that's all you have to do. Or you can leave it on as a face mask. And what I like to do is I'll take a thicker layer, like where you can like visibly see it on the skin, and really just allow it to soak in, and you don't have to remove it. So you can just let it fully absorb into the skin. Or what I like to do is I'll take like a damp washcloth and just like remove any excess and then pat the rest into my skin. And afterwards, my skin looks so soft and dewy and plump and hydrated. I also love to use it as an under eye mask. So I'll put a thick layer on my under eye and I keep one in the fridge too. So if you're like extra exhausted, it feels so cooling to put on. And a friend of mine who's an influencer, I posted something about jet lag today actually on my stories and she responded back and said, I've been using it so much lately and was honestly blown away with how good it is. I can't believe I forgot about it. It's seriously 100 out of 10 and hydrated me more than all my crazy expensive masks from my facialist. And I'm like, yes, this is such an amazing moisturizer for under $50 that for me really feels like something I'm getting that's so expensive that I would go to a spa to get that I could just really have as part of my everyday routine. And it's such an amazing mask. It's such a great moisturizer and you can use it as a mask, moisturizer, like all the things I just said. So anyway, I was like, I have to include what she just sent me. Speaking of the under eye, I just have to tell you guys about our brand new product, which you guys are really like the first to hear about this. And it's really crazy to be recording this because I haven't talked about this on Instagram yet. And it's called Jet Lag Overnight Eye Serum. And I'm so excited for this because if it deserved the jet lag name, it had to be like the most amazing formula to be added to this like franchise that we finally decided to add another product to. So over the years, so many of you guys were like, I want to jet lag this, I want to jet lag that. And it had to be special enough to be named jet lag because it was something so iconic to the brand that it really had to be like, okay, we love this so much. It has something similar that this is what we want here. And when I think about being jet lagged, tired, exhausted, I think about my eyes and my under eyes. And I feel like really like, you know, when people are like, oh, you look tired, it's usually because like your eyes look sleepy. At least that's how it feels for me. And there's really this like through line of when we thought about what is jet lag. So jet lag is about humectants. It's about skin soothing. It's about skin barrier support. And so we really thought about those three things when adding to the jet lag category for the first time. So in here for humectants, we've got glycerin in here, which is so hydrating to the under eye. This has the most unique texture. It really feels unlike anything that I felt before. I have done some pre-press interviews with some press that got to try it a long time before it launched. And I ran into one of the editors recently at an event and she was like, this stuff is so amazing. I have been using it every single day. She was like, I actually look forward to putting on my eye product. And she's like, I've tested and tried so many things. This is so incredible. And the other editor that was with her was like, seriously, she's been telling everybody about this product. And use this in your eye area. And it's clinically proven to increase hydration. And get this, we did clinical testing on this, and in just 2 weeks, it actually reduces fine lines and wrinkles. I got something on Instagram the other day and someone was like, I need something for fine lines and wrinkles on my under eyes. And this is going to do that. And the fact that in clinicals, it did that in just 2 weeks, we were like shocked. And so it helps to reduce fine lines and wrinkles. It smooths and refines texture. So we've got the humectants in there, which is really good for dry under eyes. So if you want anything that helps like hydration, firms, and fine lines and wrinkles, this is the product for you. It's also skin soothing, which for me, like if I'm tired and exhausted, that's what I need on my under eye. And then it's also got skin barrier support, which is really important because if you think about the thinness and the sensitivity around your under eye area, you really want to take care of that area. And it's also got anti-aging benefits as well. It really just feels so incredible, and it's safe for normal, dry, dehydrated, combination, or sensitive skin. And you can use this every night in your evening routine. So it's a really nourishing formula. And it visibly helps with fine lines for a smoother, firmer look. So the exact clinicals, I'll read it to you. 100% showed a significant improvement in fine lines and wrinkles after 2 weeks, and 97% showed a significant improvement of firmness in 2 weeks. And so the fact that it does this and it's clinically tested, it's non-comedogenic, fragrance-free, vegan, cruelty-free, no synthetic dyes, it's all the things that are important to you. It was like, okay, check, check, check. These are all the things that jet lag is. And I think you guys will love this product, and I'm so, so proud of this formula, and I cannot wait for you guys to try it. So far, that's a little on the backstory of Summer Fridays, the ethos of the brand, what the name means, jet lag mask and how that started, and our newest launch. And there's a couple questions from you guys that I wanted to answer and just tell you a little bit more about the brand overall and how it's evolved and our products over time. Jocelyn wrote in and said, why are Summer Fridays products so amazing? I'm obsessed with it. And they really are amazing because we are formula obsessed. So Lauren and I are very, very involved in every step of the product development process, from conception to feedback to the final formula approval, packaging, naming. It is like our baby from start to finish. We're so formula obsessed. We have the most amazing product development and marketing team that we work on this with. It becomes the product that you guys see. And so one of the products that we launched, it was one of the first things that we developed post launching the brand, was our vitamin C serum. And we've been a community-driven brand since launch. And for us, that really means listening to you, you telling us what you want, seeing if it makes sense for the brand and for us to make it, and then formulating based on really the things that you're asking for. And so many of you guys were like, I need help with hyperpigmentation and dark spots. I want to even and brighten the skin. I want a more glowy, even complexion. And so we dreamed up this product. It's called CC Me. It's got two gentle forms of vitamin C. And this is the most amazing serum. If you guys have not tried it, I am obsessed with it. I use it every single morning. It really feels so like just joyful to put on, but then it's doing something for my skin. And it gives you this like immediate gratification of like this glowy, dewy finish because it's got squalane in there. But then you get the long-term benefits of using the gentle vitamin C. And just overall, it just brightens and evens the skin tone. And really, that's how we like to think of each of our things. Like, do I enjoy putting this on? Do I like it? Is it working for my skin and doing the thing it's telling me that it is? And I think that's why people do love all of our products and that all our products are beautiful. And even now, we only have 15 products, and that's across now skincare, body care, sunscreen, hybrid makeup, and lip. You are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, which is really similar to how I feel about Summer Fridays. And that's probably why I love the brand so much. Their staples just make getting dressed easier than ever before. So think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, there's so much synergy in like what I feel about our own brand and this episode and what I'm talking about with Jenny Kane. They've got everything from luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics. And not to mention the most incredible home essentials too, Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to jennykane.com and use code Mariana to get 15% off. I love their styles. One of my sweaters, it's really one of those staple pieces. Every time I wear it, the fit, the fabric, everybody loves it. I feel really put together. And I've styled it in so many different ways. I've styled it with like cargo pants and flats, which is more casual. I've worn them with heels, which is a little dressier. I wear them to meetings and work. And their sweaters really are the must-have item. And this season, I cannot get enough of their cotton collection. They've got this one. It's called the Oversized Cotton Fisherman Sweater and the Cotton Cocoon. These are really perfect everyday pieces. And as the days get warmer, you can bet I'll still be wearing wearing them on repeat because in California, it definitely does get cool at night. So I definitely need sweaters for the evening. Find your new uniform at jennykane.com, and our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code Mariana at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com, promo code Mariana. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. At the core of what Summer Fridays is and what it always will be is a skincare brand. So we always think of skin first. And really, for me, I said earlier in the episode about how I didn't have good skin when I was in my 20s because I wasn't taking care of my skin with the right products, but I also wasn't thinking about the complexion products that I was using. And I really was like, okay, my skincare just doesn't end at moisturizer. Like the things that I put on my entire face after that really are the next natural steps of my skincare routine. And I should be really mindful of the sunscreen I'm putting on and then the complexion products I'm putting on. We always think about skin first, which led us first into launching our Shade Drops SPF. So it's a best-selling mineral sunscreen, and it is the most incredible milky formula. It's called a mineral milk because that's really what this texture feels like. And the dry down is so beautiful. Wears so well under makeup. I am just obsessed with this formula, and it took us a long time to get there, but I think because we have the name Summer and Summer Fridays, sun care and SPF really made sense for the brand. But then when you thought about, okay, what happens after your sunscreen? Like, what are you putting on your entire face? And it was a sheer skin tint. And sheer skin tint, I wear every single day. I wear shade 4.5 right now, or I wear shade 5. I put it on usually with a brush, and I'll blend it out with like a sponge, and it is really my everyday product. I basically like never wear foundation anymore unless I'm going to an event or something at night. This really is like my everyday thing, and you guys love it too. And it is so amazing because we really think about skincare first. I was at the grocery store recently, and a girl came up to me and she was like, I have really sensitive skin. I try to go to a dermatologist. I'm so scared to use everything. She was like, my friends told me about your sheer skin tint. And she was like, and I swear it's actually improving my skin. And she's like, I can't believe it's like a makeup product that's doing something for me. That's why you really think of it as like hybrid skincare meets makeup. So I got a lot of questions recently about like, what can I do for redness? And we have tiger grass in there, which is to help redness. So you actually have skincare ingredients in there to help the skin tone, but then you have the tint from the sheer skin tint of it. So it really is like a skincare serum for your skin. And that through line of skincare is really important for us with everything that we choose to develop or come out with. And we get a lot of requests sometimes for products where we're like, I would love to do that, but it just doesn't really make sense for the brand. And there's so much about having a company that like you want to say yes to, but saying no is also really important because you could be testing and trying everything and launching stuff. And I think Summer Fridays has the ability to launch into a lot of different things that make sense for the brand, but there's a lot of things we need to have restraint around and not launch them. Even though I would personally love to use that product, I just don't think it makes sense for the overall ethos of like, is this Summer Fridays? Is this easy, effortless? Is this gentle actives? Is this easy to use? Does it have a complexion story? Like, is this doing something for your skin? And when we launched lip care, it really had to fit into all those things as well, because we really think about it as lip care and skincare for your lips and actually taking care of the health and the hydration of your lips and what it's actually doing for you. And I saw this video on TikTok, and it was about this girl that was going for a run. She's training for the Boston Marathon, and she was running like in 30 degree weather and 6 miles, and lip butter balm lasted her the full 6 miles. And first of all, lip butter balm is clinically tested. So the fact that it's clinically tested gives you amazing results, lasts through winter weather. It's like, okay, it really is a lip care product first that has these added benefits of really amazing tints and flavors. And so I definitely see your questions where you guys are like, would you guys ever consider doing this? Or I really want that. And I hear you on a lot of them. And some things I'm like, okay, we're either working on it already, which means we're on the right track. Some things that start coming up over and over again, I'm like, maybe it's something we should consider. And then there's some things where I'm like, okay, I would love to do this, but like, I don't know that a sparkly eyeshadow makes sense for the Summer Fridays brand, even though I love that and I wear those products from other brands. I just don't really know if it makes sense for us. And maybe it will in time, like maybe in 15 years, like who knows, but we're trying to be really deliberate about the launches that we have. And we don't really launch that many new products through the year. Like we're really only launching 2 to 3 new products a year because we really want to focus on fewer products that are really amazing that you guys love and you want to use for years to come. And because we want Summer Fridays to be around for decades and generations to come, we have so many more years to bring you all of these new products over time. So we can't just like launch everything now, which is really hard because a lot of times when we're formulating stuff, like there are some things that are coming out next year where I'm like, I wish these were available right now because this is so amazing and I have to use it every day in secret until it comes out for you guys. I'm reading through your comments that you left on Instagram as I'm recording this. And Brittany Young said, Summer Fridays is the best. Love the branding, recycling program, and rewards program. And so thank you so much, Brittany. And I love that at Summer Fridays, we get to do so many things like a recycling program and rewards program. And I also love the community aspect of the brand. I just had to pause a second and like resume because I started crying. And it's happy tears. And it's very happy tears because we love this brand and company so much. My own personal love language to others, not to receive, is gift giving. And the gift of Summer Fridays to give to you is like the most amazing feeling I could really ever hope for. And I eat, sleep, dream, breathe everything Summer Fridays. Like literally, I dream about Summer Fridays. I dream about product. I think about it all day long. I wake up, I put something in my notes app. It really consumes me of like how much I love this brand. You see Lauren and I as the founders. It is not possible without the amazing team that we have at Summer Fridays. And they feel such a love, responsibility, joy, passion, purpose towards putting these things out for you. The best products, experiences, pop-ups, content, whatever it is, like we're all working towards this goal of having you enjoy the brand. And to see where it has come now since 2016 to now 2024, it's really where it is because of you guys, and it's all for you guys. And so thank you so much for allowing us to put this out into the world and that you guys love it so much. Like it is the most meaningful thing when I meet one of you and you tell me a product made you feel more comfortable or how it made you feel confident on your biggest day or how something makes you feel or how you have a bond with your friends over something or you met a friend at a community event. Like Summer Fridays is so much more than a brand, and I truly feel that way. Like it's so much more than skincare. It really is this feeling of this Summer Friday. And so thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day. And someone else, Nikki, she asked, how did you know being a founder and entrepreneur was right for you? I see it in the future for herself. And I think it was never really that I was like, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur or a founder. It was that I love this product and I love the idea of creating something and getting it out to other people because I am so product obsessed. And being a founder or entrepreneur was a byproduct of the passion that I had for doing this. But now that I'm on this journey, I'm like, wow, this was really the job meant for me. And I love doing this so much because you have to love it, I think, to like have gotten to the place that we did now and the work that we put in to get the brand to be where it is today. And so now I like thoroughly just enjoy it so much. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. And I love doing this for my friends too. Like any friend that is starting a company, I'm like, please ask my advice. Please pick my brain. I would love to help you. Let me help you, especially in these early stages. Like I want to see the product. Like tell me the packaging. Tell me the name. Let me give you advice. And so I am so passionate about it now. And I think in my future life, in decades to come, who knows what's going to happen when I'm like 50, but maybe by then I'm then helping other brands that I can help new entrepreneurs when they're on this whole business journey. And we also knew from the very beginning, we have no ego in knowing that there are things that we don't know. There are things that we're really good at, which is product development, marketing, branding, influencer marketing. Like these are our strengths. And because when we started the company, we didn't have these other departments, we learned a lot about business and we learned it fast. And we learned from just doing it, the parts of the company. So now as we scaled and grown, we do understand the actual business of having a company. But we knew to get the business where we want it to go, we have to build a team and we have to have the right people in place who have experience doing this. And we need to trust in their expertise and they need to trust us in what we're doing as well. And so finding team members who trust your judgment of you knowing what's right for the customer and the customer experience and the product and the marketing and those aspects of it, but me also trusting that this person understands operations better than me and that these people, we are going to work together for finance, for these financial goals that we have for the business, and that this finance person is better than us trying to do the finances ourselves. So it really was learning along the way of like having a company and building a team and learning how to manage people and having now a large team of people. And so that's been really interesting. But the best advice that I got from somebody when we started the company was always think big, even when you're small, and always plan for the future, because if the plan is to get there, you want to be prepared when that day comes. And so that you want to be prepared for when you do hit those goals that you have for the business. And so we started growing our team, and some of the roles that we had in place, we didn't quite need them yet, but we knew we were going to need them in not too far in the future. And by hiring those people, you can onboard and train them so that when the time comes, the person's already in place. Because a lot of times what you don't want to do is hire and wait to hire the person till after you already need them, because it takes a little bit of time to go through the hiring process and find someone and onboard them and put them in place. And then if they have a role where their results of what they're doing aren't going to be seen for 6 years, a month, or a year or so after that, it takes a lot of time to play catch up. And so that was really good advice that we have. And I am so proud of the company that we have now. And so we have an amazing brand of Summer Fridays of what you guys see. We have great product, but we also have an amazing company and team, and the actual business that we're building is really great. And I'm so proud of that as well, because you guys don't get to see that, but it is the most amazing team of people. And I'm so grateful for every single one of them. So what's next for Summer Fridays? Well, right now we're really focused on jet lag mask and our jet lag overnight eye serum, our pop-up happening in Los Angeles this weekend, and bringing you guys new products. So I know what you guys want. I definitely hear you. Every time I ask for product requests, like Lauren and I see them and we're like, okay, we're definitely spot on. Our next couple launches after this, you guys have all guessed them. So that's how I know we have the right things coming out, because you're already asking for the products that we're either working on or we're launching next. And so thank you for being a part of our Summer Fridays community. I see every like and comment and tag that you tag Summer Fridays in. We appreciate it so much. Like, it is beyond my wildest dreams that we get to do this for a job and that we get to do this for you. And so thank you for all the support over the last few years. And we cannot wait to bring you more products. And we hope to see you at a Summer Fridays event near you soon. Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review, because it would mean so much to me. And follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.